Well, we don't call the sweet for nothing. Welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Molly and Abby.
Well.
Oh, that was a twofer.
Oh my goodness, so excited.
So excited this week.
So excited. We're gonna be talking about the silly season this week because, you know, stuff's gone down and there are just a lot of stuff out there that we really need to figure out.
Yeah, there is.
So
there are questions that we need answers to.
A lot.
Inquiring minds want to know.
We're going to demand it. So let's just jump right into it.
Silly season update.
Silly season update. So let's talk about the Petit Le Mans.
All right.
A little bit. First off, we have to send some props out to Indy Pirate.
We do.
He got on the big TV.
Indy 500 Pirate did get on the big TV, and he tagged us in it, which was awesome.
Which is awesome. You know, because anybody with Indy 500 in the name is pretty awesome.
I mean, it's a true, that's a true story.
That's true.
That's fact. Fact right there.
So that was exciting to see him. And he got his picture taken with Bordet.
Yeah, he did. Your glasses twin.
I'm not wearing my...
You're not wearing your glasses. I'm a home. Twin him, but yeah.
I'm wearing the home thick grandpa frame glasses right now.
You're wearing the fun frames, not the professional ones.
Oh, yeah. That was exciting for him, so...
That was. And he was wearing our favorite shirt of his, which is, fuck you, we're from Indianapolis.
Yes! It's my favorite shirt ever.
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 Yeah, we're going to be wearing shirts that say, fuck you, we're from Speedway.
Because, you know, we got to represent.
We got to represent.
So, yeah. It is. So, real quickly, first of all, shout out Team Penske P3 for their first time.
Yeah,
so,
which is pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. P1 in the class, that included Brandon Hartley. He's been one of the names that's kind of been tossed about with perhaps joining the Chip Ganassi team on that second car.
Interesting.
So, I mean, he was P1 in the Petit Le Mans, so that's going to mean something.
Yeah. That sounds like a country singer's name, Brandon Hartley.
Does like Garth Brooks with Brandon Hartley opening up for him.
Yeah,
exactly.
It sounds like a country singer.
I didn't Google, but I actually don't.
I don't know shit about him.
I believe he is actually, I'm going to say, not from the U.S. of A., but I could be wrong on that one.
Which makes the fact that he sounds like a country singer
even better. So, yeah, let's see. RHR was P9. Bordet was P7. And Dixon was P8, and Bordet and Dixon were in the same class, so.
Interesting.
That's exciting. Did you just Google Brandon Hartley?
I did. He's a Kiwi. He's from New Zealand.
Yes, I was right. Ooh, so he and Dixon on the same team.
That'd be kind of fun.
That'd be fun. They'll have special Kiwi language.
They would.
I'm guessing. Do they have special Kiwi words?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I've not ever been there.
Well, that's on the list now.
Yeah, it's definitely on the list. I mean, it was already on the list, and then
sure.
When they filmed Lord of the Rings there, I was
God.
It's definitely...
That's going down.
Yeah. I was like, I have to go there.
I mean, what is it in The Office where Dwight is joking about taking, like, a 9-month tour of New Zealand, the Lord of the Rings walking tour? I mean, I'd do it, so there's that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only if we could bring our dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, I would need to get a dog by then, but I'd bring a dog on that trip. That'd be fun.
That would be kind of fun.
Right?
I also want to go see the place in Ireland where they shot the last scene of the... latest Star Wars movie?
Yes.
Not the one that's about to come out.
In December.
Where the trailer just dropped.
Yes.
Sorry, I'm really giddy about that trailer
right
now.
Oh my gosh, that trailer was fantastic. And I was so giddy to see Carrie Fisher in it.
I know. I kind of think about going as Leia for Halloween, by the way.
Oh.
Think about it.
I think you should.
I'm kind of thinking about it.
I mean, it's always a winner.
It's my clutch costume.
Yeah.
Anyway. So let's kind of roll out what we're waiting on.
So, we are still waiting on AJ Foyt to let us know who's going to be driving the number 4 car.
Yes.
We have no information on that.
None, except it's going to be based in Texas.
Yeah.
Which, I got to thinking, so looking at the Foyt Enterprise sort of roster of drivers for the past 10 years, the driver with the longest stint is Sato, who is 4 years. Everybody else, maybe 2 years, but not... And I think he kind of needs to find some drivers and stick with them for a little bit.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because just switching people around.
Well, I think maybe he needs to stick with, like, good equipment. Like, he needs to find a system that works.
Yeah.
Because, excuse me.
Somebody's using their phone there.
Yeah. Because, you know, with the AJ Foyt name, like, his team, you would expect it to do better than it has done.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I think... Was it last year they made the switch over to Chevy kind of late?
They did.
So that might have played into it this year. But I also think you have to find people and stick with them. Like,
yeah.
It takes more than a season for everybody to get used to everybody.
Yeah, for them to all gel. I mean, yeah, when you've got, you know, multiple people on the pit crew, you've got your engineer, you've got your driver, like, everybody kind of has to get used to each other.
I agree. So, I don't know. Come on, AJ. Stick with a driver. And by driver, we mean Connor.
We mean Connor Daly.
We really mean Connor. I mean Connor Daly. Carlos Munoz is great, but we kind of would like Connor Daly to stick with.
We would love for Daly to stay.
If it was a TK Daly team, I would buy all sorts of shit.
All kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're waiting on that.
We are. We are waiting on the remaining Schmidt-Peterson Motorsports driver. I mean, we don't know who's going to drive the number five.
Who's driving number five?
We don't know.
We don't know. We don't know.
We know that Hinch is going to be driving. But yeah. We don't know who's going to drive with five.
We don't know. We also don't know who's driving with Dixon.
We do not.
Driving Mr. No, that doesn't work. I was going to try and make a driving Miss Daisy play, but it didn't work.
No.
No.
And then, of course, Ed Carpenter.
Yeah.
Needs a road course buddy.
I was really proud of that.
Daddy, I really enjoyed that. I mean, because Daddy doesn't do road courses.
Right. Daddy only does ovals.
DDDRC.
So Daddy needs a road course buddy.
Daddy needs a road course buddy. Who's it going to be?
I don't know. And by the way, speaking of Ed Carpenter Racing, they just dropped the visor cam from Spencer driving Road America in the new car. Oh my God. Go to IndyCar's Twitter and watch it.
It's pretty badass.
It's pretty.
It's very pretty. Although he's definitely fighting that car.
That car's got some kick to it.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. It's like...
I don't know.
You can see that he's working hard.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a filly. You got to tame that bad boy.
Yeah.
You got to tame that filly. Come on, guys. So it's gonna be good.
I'm excited. We need to figure out where everyone else is going.
God, there's so many people.
There's so many people.
Like Campbell, Chilton.
If they're gonna be going anywhere.
Munoz, Daly. Although we want Daly to go to stay with Foyt.
We do.
Hildebrand.
See, Sage Karam took a job as a model, so.
But will he be wearing a shirt?
I don't think he will. I think that's in his contract. He found a job where he does not ever have to wear a shirt. Good for you, Sage. You know what? If you do what you love, you never work a day in your life.
Play to your strengths. Play to your strengths.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, we all need to play to our strengths. Quit bettering yourself at shit you're not good at. Just know what you're good at and just really hone those skills.
Just stick to it.
We're not all supposed to be good at the same shit.
No.
So
no, it makes
take that shirt off, Sage. We know it makes you happy.
Yeah. If it makes you happy, then it makes us happy.
Yeah.
You do you, boo-boo.
You do you. And the 2018
season. Yeah, it was supposed to be... it's supposed to be up by now, so...
Some of us are OCD and like to plan things out 9 months in advance.
Dear Mark Miles.
Yeah.
I honestly have to start looking at what days I'm going to take off soon.
Yeah.
Just putting that out there.
Yeah.
Apparently, though, so they're trying to work something out with Mexico City.
All right.
So, with the earthquake... I guess that's kind of messed with them.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that'll fuck that'll your shit it. Up. That'll yeah. fuck your shit up. It's fine.
I mean, it was a pretty serious earthquake. Did yeah. you see those pictures?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's pretty insane.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if you caught this, but there's a big issue with Watkins Glen.
What's the issue with Watkins Glen?
They can't find a date that works. It's like both sides, apparently. Now, nothing has been official, but, you know, this is hearsay or rumor. That neither side can really find a date that works. And what I've been hearing is rumblings that the Portland race might swoop in.
Oh. Why is there not a date that works? Like,
I guess it's... Well, so the weekend that's Watkins Glen was supposed to be the Boston race. And 2 years ago, the Boston race kind of folded. There's actually, like, pending litigation going on about it. Because there was a whole, like, they were going to have a race, but everybody fell through. Nobody can hold it up. So they had to pull the race. Watkins Glen stepped in last minute to fill in for that Boston race.
Okay.
So I imagine it's like our track. Like, people book so many years in advance for their regular events.
Yeah.
So I'm torn. Because at the one hand, Watkins Glen is a very historic track.
Yeah.
On the other hand, if it's a Portland race, like, I get to see the bro even easier.
Yeah, well, and that would kind of make sense to have the end of the season be two races on the West Coast.
Was there a week off between Watkins and Sonoma?
There was.
That doesn't work out for me. I would like it. Mark, I'm going to speak to you here for a minute, Mark Miles. Hello.
If we're going to do two West Coast races, we'd like them to be consecutive. Weekends.
Mark, it's Amelia. Could we have it where it's Watkins Glen and then the next week is Sonoma? That would work out real well for me. I could fly out and see my brother. And then drive down to Sonoma and do that race, too. I would go to both, and I'd be excited about it.
I mean, I would tag along.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Avi.
Yeah.
Avi. Yeah. So that's not dropped. It was definitely supposed to be up, I want to say, this weekend. So
interesting.
There's a lot of concerns about that.
There are.
What are your thoughts?
I mean, I'm excited to see new tracks that they might add.
Yeah.
But I do, I mean, I understand the scheduling thing, but I feel like they should have looked at that before now. Like when Watkins Glen stepped in, they should have been like, hey, tentatively, if this goes well.
Yeah. I don't know why there's so much weight.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, either
you schedule an event or don't.
You find a date that works between the two. Like, all right, in my prior life, I was a scheduler. Like, you know what weekends work.
Yeah.
And you know what weekends don't. And it's literally like, okay.
Yeah.
Can we move? Like, does this overlap? And if not, maybe see if somebody's flexible, but I doubt it.
Yeah.
I mean, I really doubt other tracks are going to move.
Yeah.
Because, like, what? Four or five of them already posted. Here's our week.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, I think that's really all we have to say about IndyCar.
Yeah, it is. I guess there's only one thing left to do. Kick the tires, light the fires!
Welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Maverick and Goose here.
Woo!
Oh, we are getting giddy about the air race.
I've really wanted to do that all week.
You and me both. You
I'm
and
so
me
excited.
Both.
Oh man, when that need for speed hits you.
I feel the need.
The need for speed. Speed.
And we both have been watching Top Gun, so...
All weekend. It's gonna be so bad this weekend.
Yeah.
We might get kicked out of the track just for saying too many Top Gun quotes.
Negative Ghost Rider. The pattern is full.
Oh, God in heaven.
I mean, the people sitting by us are either gonna really enjoy us or really fucking hate us.
I'll just give them a couple of beers. It'll be fine.
Right.
I should bring... payoff beers.
I mean, I feel like it's not just the quotes. It's the fact that we're also going to be wearing aviators.
Yep.
And that we have Top Gun shirts.
Yep. It's going to be so bad.
It is. We will be posting pictures all weekend long.
All weekend long. Yeah. So definitely check out the social media.
Yeah. It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
So some shit we didn't make up.
Yeah. Let's do some... aviational shit we didn't make up.
Aviational shit we didn't make
yeah
up.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about aviation and the IMS because...
Yes.
That's kind of a big push right now.
It is.
So Carl Fisher really wanted the IMS to be a testing ground for both cars and airplanes.
Interesting.
Oh, Carl.
Oh, Carl.
Such the visionary.
He was quite the visionary.
He really was, though.
He really was.
You know, and they've had a lot of... aviational events at the IMS. In fact, the first event was an air balloon race.
Yeah.
They used to have a lot of air balloon races there.
They did.
Yeah.
Occasionally, they'll still, like, have air balloons. Well, I think the last time they did one, it's been some years, but, like, they actually had air balloons go off out of the Coke Field.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It wasn't really a race. It was just...
more like...
I mean, because air balloons don't really race.
I know, but they have races.
They have races, but...
like, that's how they kick off the state fair.
Which is hilarious because, like, they don't really go very fast. And air balloons are extremely dangerous, by the way.
I know. It's interesting.
It's very interesting.
It's a fire and a lot of flammable material.
Yeah.
Like, okay. That's an open flame.
Open flame, yeah.
Canvas.
Yeah. It seems like maybe not the best design, but we keep using them.
Hey, I mean, they're kind of fun to look at.
They are fun to look at, but it's one of those, like... I've always wanted to be in an air balloon, but then I'm like, I would need so much Xanax.
I mean, I did one, but it didn't leave. Like, it was still tethered. I was okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be okay with that. Because, like, you get up super high, and you can hit all kinds of things. You don't really have...
there's no steering.
There's no steering.
I mean, I guess not. I think you wind steer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not about that life.
No.
No.
No. Nope, not at all.
Uh-uh.
Not at all. So, there have been multiple balloon races at the IMS, including 2009 and 2010.
Oh, that must have been... yeah, that's exciting. Do you remember... do you recall seeing that at all?
I do recall seeing some of the hot air balloons.
Okay. I remember... I always liked the balloon release during the race.
I do.
That's my favorite part, actually.
I'd say it's up there because it's right at the end of the national anthem, isn't it?
It is, and when we lived in Speedway, we could see it from our house.
No, it's before that. It's at the end of Back Home Again in Indiana.
I mean,
that's right, because the flyover's at the end of the national anthem.
Which is also awesome.
Also awesome, yeah. But yeah, I bet you guys could see it from
your
house.
We could see the balloons kind of come off. It was really cool to see.
Very cool, yeah. It's pretty fun to watch them.
Just flutter away.
Flutter away.
I can't recall if they stopped doing that or not.
No, we still do it.
Okay. At some point, I think somebody started to like, meh, meh, meh. The balloons are bad for the environment. And it was like,
I mean, they are bad for the environment. Let's be real.
But
are they any worse than the emissions from 33 cars driving around a track at more than 200 miles per hour? I mean, I feel like we're really splitting hairs here.
It's getting a little dicey there.
If there's one thing the Indy 500 is not known for, it's conservation of the environment.
We say that like, watching it like 2 years, be like, surprise, we're going to do all solar powered cars.
Oh, no.
No.
No. No,
it wouldn't be that fast.
You couldn't go that many miles in a solar car.
The Prius is silent if it's under 10 miles an hour. Shout out The Office.
Prius is silent. Oh, all right. So 1910, they had a week-long aviation exposition.
That's pretty cool. Pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah. During the World War, I think that was one, if I'm doing my World War math right.
Yes, you are.
So the track, as we kind of talked about earlier, it was a aviation fuel depot. I always want to say depot, and I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong, but every time I see that word, I'm like, nope. Say it right.
See, I never think that. Well, and I have a cousin who, 1 year for the Indy 500, well, he wore this hat many years, but he had a hat that said Burrito Depot. And so every time I see Depot, all I see is my cousin Bubba with this hat that says Burrito Depot.
I like that. I don't want to know why he was wearing that hat.
I don't even know where he got it.
Okay.
We were all drunk and he wore it all weekend, so.
Sounds about right.
Yeah, and we all laughed at his hat all weekend long.
Burrito Depot! They also had some experimental aircraft there during the war, so that's
pretty cool.
Interesting. Yeah, interesting.
Very interesting. Well, the IMS is an honest to God FAA certified airport right now.
They have been certified, guys. Certified.
They have been certified. They are certifiable.
Well, yes.
They had to get the Holman Bridge out.
Yep.
The Holman Memorial Bridge. They had to do some repainting, check the surfaces. They had to build a fucking airplane hangar.
Right, like right behind the pagoda. It's insane. Temporary hangars are all up.
Yeah.
So that's where the planes are, but I think the planes are being built at
Eagle Creek?
Yeah, Eagle Creek. Because they have to build the planes. I don't know.
Yeah, they do.
This is pretty insane.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, that would make sense to me if they built them at Eagle Creek and then flew them over.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty close.
Yeah. So.
And they have actual hangars there. So.
Real hangars, not like...
They're a real airport 365 days a year.
Not some like PVC piping, although I think it's sheet metal, so, you know.
But still. So, yeah. It's pretty wild. The Holman Strait is now the Holman Runway.
It's the Holman Runway. How exciting is that?
Oh. Temporary hangars in the parking lot behind the grandstands. Yeah. Right by the pagoda, all that, which I wish we had access to.
I think there's a hangar pass. I don't think we bought the hangar pass.
We did not buy the hangar pass. I think we still can.
Yeah, that's a thought.
That is a thought.
We might have to think about that.
So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they take off right from that area, too. So they take off from the track and then fly around the track.
Yes.
So that's pretty insane, I guess.
It is pretty insane, actually. But, I mean, it's a big enough venue.
Yeah, I mean, they can do anything there.
They really can.
They can have an air race. Come on, guys.
Right. So this will be pretty cool.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm already.
I wonder who runs their like air traffic control for these events.
I would like to.
I would love to just be in the room.
Yeah. Way before God and everything happened, all of you know, the September 11th and all that, it used to be you could actually, when you went to the airport, you can walk up into the tower. Now, you couldn't go into the room, but you could hear the tower and everything and get close to it.
Oh, very cool.
You cannot anymore.
No.
No. And it used to be my favorite radio when you flew in a plane. You know, you could plug your headphones and you used to be able to hear the different towers click in as you flew.
Oh.
Delta doesn't do it. I don't know if it was a United flight. I don't know if United does that anymore or not.
I would bet not.
It was kind of fun because you'd be like, this is so-and-so tower. hi guys. And you'd be like, oh, that's where we are. And then you kept flying on through.
Very cool.
I also fed into my control issue.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd like to know if the pilot says uh-oh first.
Right.
Uh-oh. He said uh-oh. He said uh-oh, guys. We're going down. We're going down.
Shit's about to get wild.
Actually, it's probably people like me is the reason why they don't do it anymore.
People like you.
So they're like, no. Some crazy bitch is going to lose her shit. The pilot sneezes.
There's a woman on, there's a woman on the wing. She's churning butter.
That also might get God forbid somebody hit a pylon. That's coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Which, by the way, is a penalty.
Oh, I'm not surprised.
Not supposed to hit a pylon.
I'm sure not.
Just want to point that out for everybody. Not supposed to hit a pylon.
Yeah, which it kind of reminds me of like slalom skiing.
Oh, yeah.
When people are like, so what do they do? How do they race? Are there multiple airplanes at once? I'm like, no, it's just one at a time. It's based on time.
Multiple airplanes at once.
And I was like, no.
Now I'm picturing 33 airplanes.
Right? Well, because some people who like, yeah, they're like, so do they just drive in an oval like around the track? Like, do they just fly exactly around? I'm like,
yes, for 500 miles.
Nah. It's like, no, they've got a course that they go through. Like,
yes, they like do.
Slalom skiing.
They do. They got to go through various gates. They have, like, there's even a chicane.
There is a chicane.
Which I'm really excited about.
They have to do a loop.
They got to do a loop. And then, yeah, there's, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 5 gates, not including the chicanes. And gates meaning 2 pylons that they got to go through.
Yeah.
I actually, guys, I drew the track because I had to.
Because why not?
Because why not? Yeah. So there's a start and a finish gate that they got to go through. The loop, the chicane, they got to wiggle in and out of. So it's going to be real fun.
Yeah, it is going to be pretty fun.
Yeah, I'm excited to go.
A lot of strategery.
A lot of strategery.
A lot of maneuvering.
Ooh, yes.
We're going to be using the word maneuver excessively.
Yeah, that's, I mean, we can't have
high
that.
High speed maneuvers.
We can't use that for a drinking game, but if you are around us,
And you want to take a drink every time we say maneuver, knock yourselves out.
I mean, it's a good way to get hammered.
Yeah.
I feel it.
Or anytime we quote Top Gun.
I mean, that'll get you shit-faced within the first 20 minutes.
Easily. Yeah.
There's also a lot of shit that's going to go on besides the air race. So it's the Red Bull air race. So Red Bull is having, this is all from memory because I sent it to you and I just thought about it, like a trick writer.
Oh, yeah.
A slack line. I don't know what that means. And like two other types of trick writers.
Interesting.
And it's all going to be around because the location is like the northwest, north, and northeast vista. That's where everybody's going to sit.
Yeah.
So there's going to have other stuff there besides the air race.
Interesting.
Also, heads up for you and anybody else who's listening. Remember, those grandstands are smoke-free.
Yes.
So
as of October 1st, all the grandstands were smoke free. So
plan ahead. I don't plan ahead.
You'll have to find me down below the grandstands, smoking like a chimney in between airplanes.
Yeah. So speaking of between airplanes, here's how it goes. Sorry, I just wrote these today during my lunch break when I read through everything. So the air race, there are two classes. There's the master class, which is like their big class. They're like high level class. And then there's the challenger class, which is kind of like their, not really their rookies, but like the up and comers. So the master class is 14 pilots. All 14 have to compete in all 8 Red Bull air races.
Huh.
And then the challenger class, that's 9 pilots in total. They must compete in 4 races throughout the season. And then the top 6 will be at the final, which is Indy.
Excellent.
So, yeah, the final race of the championship is here at Indy, so they'll be crowning both a winner at Indy and then a champion winner. And the IMS had tweeted out some pictures of the trophies earlier today, and they look pretty sweet.
Yeah, they do look pretty badass.
I think one of them is a pagoda, which is always awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's the Indy one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's got to be.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
It's got to be. So, yeah, so it looks like on both Saturday and Sunday, to go back, that they've got the Red Bull Aerial Athlete, Red Bull Air Force Wingsuit Jump.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what that is, but I'm excited.
I think that's somebody jumping out of a... I'm just going to guess.
Yeah.
Plane jumpers?
Yeah, and then on Saturday and Sunday, there's also stunt bikers.
Okay.
And then on Sunday, there is a paraglider.
Okay.
And also an aerobatic helicopter.
That's some white nonsense. Just white nonsense and aerobatic.
No, that's not even white nonsense. That's pilot nonsense. That's
I know. Now I'm just picturing your father just sitting up in heaven going, what is this?
No, what I picture him doing is judging them on their form and thinking to himself, I could do better tricks than that. Yep. Yeah. My dad had a helicopter license, helicopter pilot's license. So he was judging of anybody that flew a helicopter.
Yeah, that's true. We do get our judgment from our fathers.
Yeah.
Let's be real.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I 100% see him being like, you call that a trick? I'll show you a trick.
Hold my coffee. Here we go.
Right? He was a helicopter instructor. Mm-hmm. He had his instructor's license as well. And so one of his instructor things that he would do, because deep down he was just a dick sometimes, is that when whoever he was teaching thought that they had learned as much as they were going to from him, he'd be like, okay, we're gonna try a little something. And he would like radio to the ground and have them place a raw egg on the ground.
Oh my God.
Then he would have them tap the egg with the skid and not break it.
Whoa.
And he was like, as soon as you can do that, then you can tell me what to do. But until then, shut the fuck up and you might learn something.
That's such a dad move.
It is. And nobody ever did it on the first try, obviously. And of course, and they'd be like, it can't be done. He'd be like, put another egg down, over.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
And he'd be like, tap. In fact, if he was really feeling pissy, he'd tap it with both skids and then he'd land the fucking helicopter.
Yeah, he's definitely going to be throwing some shade and judgment.
Totally. Which his nickname when he was flying was Iceman.
Oh my God.
Which, when Top Gun came out, like, gave him a half chub. There was somebody in that movie.
Well, that's also Scott Dixon's nickname, too.
I know. So.
The name lives on.
The name lives on. So, but yeah.
I did not know that was his nickname.
Yeah, Iceman.
That's awesome.
That was his call sign or whatever.
Yeah. I see it.
Right?
I see it, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, why not? Yeah,
it's all business up there.
I love it. All right. Put down another egg.
Put down an egg. Over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring me an egg.
I can see your dad.
They probably were down there like, oh, not this shit again.
God damn it, Joe.
Every fucking week. Every fucking week.
Every week with this guy. So there's going to be an aerobatic helicopter.
Aerobatic helicopter. So,
I mean, I'm curious.
Yeah, I bet it's going to be pretty cool. I mean, I bet it, you know, defies the laws of physics and does things that if you are not a very, very skilled helicopter pilot, that you would definitely kill yourself. You'd make what we call a helicopter-shaped hole in the ground very easily.
Okay, so you said there's also, not BMX bikers, but I'm imagining BMX bikers.
Yeah, but stunt bikers.
Stunt bikers, and then people jumping out of airplanes.
Yeah.
And the Red Bull Air Force?
Air Force wingsuit jump.
I'm sorry, let's go back. It's the Red Bull Air Force? Are they their own country?
You know what? I kept seeing this, and I had not really, like, gotten into it. Because I was like, what is this fuckery? Like, are they sponsoring somebody from the Air Force? Are they just making shit up? I mean,
are we being invaded by Red Bull? That's all I need to know right now.
I mean,
to be fair, I've never actually drank in a Red Bull, so I don't know. Like, do I want to be invaded by a Red Bull?
No, you don't.
I mean,
okay, let's see. You know what? Let's go ahead. Let's just watch a video. Let's do some live reaction. Okay. So
we got time.
I mean, fuck it. All right, so.
Bye, everybody.
Wingsuit. All right, there we go.
I was going to sign out, but you know what? I forgot I put my shit in. Never mind. It's in airplane mode. We'll post the video. Okay, it's their own Air Force.
Yeah, so, okay, so that's white nonsense.
So, they're an invasion force is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Okay, they've jumped out of the plane.
They've jumped out of the plane now.
I don't know where
there
that is.
There seem to be five guys in white and one guy in orange. They're making a formation like geese. They're in a V formation.
Uh-oh, he's a red shirt on the away team.
Now, there's a sixth person that's holding this camera.
That's true. But that's the red shirt on the away team. Oh, they've got like, it's like a squirrel suit type thing.
Yeah, it is.
Again, white nonsense.
Oh, complete white nonsense. Okay, they're changing up formations. It appears they're now all getting a single file line, one on top of the other.
Then we faded to black.
We faded to black. I don't know if they're going to do something cool. What? Oh, now we're back in the plane again. I don't know what's happening.
They just re-jumped. What is this?
I don't know. That's some sort of like training video thing. Let's see if maybe they do something else. So I bet they just come out and do cool tricks and whatever. Okay. The unfortunate part.
All right, oh, yes. They peeled off.
There we go. We peeled off. Okay, yeah. So they're just going to do cool tricks, and then eventually they're going to...
land?
Yeah.
I mean, I hope.
I mean, they missed a hell of an opportunity with the background song there. I just want to say that.
I know.
It should have been Danger Zone.
I mean, at that point, you're Red Bull. Pay the money.
Pay the fees.
The IMS paid it for, like, all of their Red Bull race videos, which, by the way, if you watch, you can see Hinchcliffe lose his lunch.
Yeah, you can.
So there's that.
Yeah, you can.
If you're feeling frisky and you want to watch somebody puke, Google James Hinchcliffe Red Bull Air Race. I'm sure that'll pop right up on YouTube.
I mean, and he even made a joke. He's like, ready to lose my lunch. And the pilot just laughed. He was like, but
for real, it's happening.
But for real, you probably shouldn't have eaten.
Yeah, please do not eat 24 hours before your mandatory tandem flight with a Red Bull pilot.
I would fucking love to do that, by the way.
That or the Blue Angels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, both.
I feel like I would be okay, though.
I think so.
I got a stomach.
I mean, we're not pukers.
That's how you know it's really sick. Like, call off ambulance sick if I start.
Yeah, like, I
mean, unless I'm hungover. I mean, you know, there's that.
See, I don't even puke when I'm hungover.
I rally that way.
Yeah. I can understand that. But yeah, I don't puke when I'm drunk. I don't puke when I'm hungover.
It's wine drunk.
Yeah, the red wine.
The red wine will get you.
Kick your ass, man.
Oh, so.
That'll kick your ass. So, okay, so we've got that. And then, you know what? What was the other nonsense?
The white nonsense, slacklining.
Slacklining.
Sorry, that was.
I don't know that there's slacklining on this.
On
the Red Bull Air Race.
No, there's going to be a slack liner there.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. So yeah, so there's two suit jumps, which I mean I think are cool, but I think that sitting in the stands you're not going to appreciate it as much.
I agree.
Those are cooler like in video form when you can really see everything that they've done, not just when you get like the last couple hundred feet and it's like, oh, we see them, there they are. Oh, parachutes out.
Yeah, they did that at. Mid-Ohio. They had the parachute. No.
Yeah.
Was it Mid-Ohio?
It was Mid-Ohio. Okay. And they parachuted out with the American flag.
And then somebody else just kept shooting off fireworks. And we're like, well, that seems dangerous.
Right? We were like, there are guys up there.
Like, should we be shooting fireworks off?
Right. That seems like maybe not the best. Maybe not the best use of our time. There.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so... let's see. Red Bull Air Athlete Paraglider. Let's check that out.
Oh, there's Red Bull.
As the leading crew of the Red Bull X-Alps 2015 is moving closer to Monaco, difficult weather conditions are giving the athletes a hard time.
I'm not about that life. That's too hard. Race leader
Maurer's progress is slowed by a broken harness.
Mine is here. Goodness.
Nobody cares.
Are they climbing the Alps to slackline? What is this?
So this is just paragliding. So they're going to climb up and then paraglide.
Okay.
Because I don't see anything on the schedule about slackline.
I think it's something that's just happening in like the midway area.
Gotcha.
Is he in a coffin? Why is he running?
Sebastian Huber in third position is also pushing hard and continues chasing Buschbauer and Maurer.
Is this a race? Are they racing to the top of the Alps?
Okay. Fine.
Yeah.
Perhaps
okay. So just paragliding.
For some athletes, however, the race is already over.
The day started really well.
Oh yes, they have to get up there and then paraglide down. The
takeoff was where perfect. Are they going to paraglide from?
It looked like the perfect day.
Here.
Pagoda?
I was flying with Ferdy and we were
like, oh. We don't have hills here.
No, we are flat. Where are they gonna go?
Searching for
like Eagle Creek area?
Right.
Oh, the Whitcomb Riley tomb is the highest point in poor
I
James.
Mean, I am made of questions.
Yeah.
It says 2 p.m. to 2:05 p.m., so it's not going to be a very long...
They're just going to jump
pagoda. Pagoda. Yeah. They're base done. Jumping. Let's call it what it is. Fucking base jumping.
From the pagoda. I mean...
It's not paragliding. That's base jumping.
Where do we sign up?
Oh, I'm not base jumping.
From the pagoda?
I mean... I'll stand up there and I'll take pictures and I'll let you have the GoPro for the day.
Okay. Deal.
You can take the GoPro with you. But yeah, I just feel like base jumping
is
not something that I'm going to be even the least bit successful at. I just feel like that is asking for trouble.
So we're getting invaded by the Red Bull Air Force.
Yes.
People will be base jumping off the pagoda for 5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Just 5 minutes.
And there's going to be some stunt bikers because the Red Bull people are nuts.
I don't really like stunt biking.
I mean, I find it interesting to watch.
I did when like 5 people did it. Now God and everybody are stunt biking.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
So, I mean, but it's interesting to watch, I think, still.
It is. And going on is a race. Probably should circle back around.
Yes, an air race.
So here's how it's set up. 2 laps. Each pilot does 2 laps.
Oh, it's 2? It's not 3?
I think it's just 2.
Okay.
Maybe 3. I think it's 2. Everything I've read said 2. But okay.
Maybe there's a practice
there's, lap. Yeah, I'm sure it's like okay, everything else.
Because I saw that. Different things with like the...
3 the lines. Route. Yeah. Okay. I know.
That makes sense.
Obviously, you want your fastest time. And you want fewest penalties, hopefully mm-hmm. none. You can get penalties for speed, deviating from the course, either like horizontally or vertically.
Mm-hmm.
Two planes.
Yes.
Ooh, 2 planes for your plane. If you hit a pylon.
That's a penalty.
That's a penalty. Also, they have to put smoke, so you have to produce smoke as you fly, so they can see your thing. So not producing enough smoke, which mm-hmm. sounds like a personal problem. That's a penalty.
Yeah.
I hear they make a pill for that. All right. I reach for the easy jokes, guys. It's fine.
But yeah, they say smoke on.
Yeah, because from what that nice yellow shirt told us, that you can hear them say smoke on and you'll be able to hear them talk to the pilot all day, which is nice.
That is pretty cool.
Because I don't think our headphones will work.
I don't think so.
No, I'm with you. No, they probably won't.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I'll hop on the website and find that out, but...
I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I'm thinking no.
But I don't think it's going to be as loud as it is
for races. Yeah.
You know, there's not 33 planes in the air. There's just one.
There's just one at a time.
It's just one at a time. So it's fine.
Pretty damn cool.
So then the format is race day for the master class. So there's the round of 14. So you'll have 7 head-to-heads. So while they won't be going at the same time, you're kind of battling against somebody. So a winner of the 7 and then the fastest loser advance because they have to make it even.
Okay.
Because, you know, I'm sure they're cut from the same cloth as us.
Yep.
Then there's a round of 8, which is 4 head-to-heads. And mm-hmm. then they whittle that down to the round of 4, which then you just, all 4 of them go and it's the fastest. And it goes 1, 2, 3, 4.
Nice.
So, yeah, it'll be kind of cool.
That will be very cool.
I think Saturday is qualifications day.
Mm-hmm.
And then Sunday would be the different races, both the master class and the challenger class.
Yeah. So that'll be pretty badass.
It'll be fun.
And qualifications is not very expensive to get into. If you want to come out on Saturday. The gates don't even open until 10, so it's not like it's a super early day at the track.
Yeah, which is nice for some people.
Yeah, it is. It's nice for me.
Yeah, so I was going to say, it's nice for you.
It's nice for me, yep.
I will be actually running a 5K.
So it's nice for you too.
8 a.m. So that's true. I'll be done with the race and be able... Well, let's see. The 5K starts at 9.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I'm doing the Indiana Donor Network 5K on Saturday for my dad. Or with my dad, actually. So
yeah.
That'll be fun.
It will be fun.
And I'll change.
You're not an organ donor. You should be.
You should be. Should be. Should be. Please sign up. What can I say?
Yeah.
Other than that?
I wonder, because there's like certain types of racing licenses that you can get that like require you to be an organ donor, and I wonder if the pilot's license for like all the Red Bull Air races require it.
I know motorcycle licenses require, like, it's an automatic.
It's not an option.
I was like, Well, okay.
Apparently in Australia they call them donor cycles.
To be fair, seeing like the damage that comes from a motorcycle accident, I'm like, what are you donating? Maybe a liver?
I mean,
maybe a liver.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
I mean,
who knows? Who knows? But yeah, motorcycle I know is an automatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I bet these pilots it's probably an automatic as well.
I don't think you're getting anything from my phone.
Well, that's true. I don't think you're gonna be getting any
So I'm excited to go and follow. If you haven't, now is the time to follow us on social media.
It absolutely is.
Let's see, Twitter is at FastCarsIn317. Instagram is Fast Cars Fast Girls. We just got a Snapchat. It's Fast Cars, and then it's FSTGRLS because
Fast Cars Fast Girls was too long for Snapchat. Apparently,
Snapchat wasn't about that life.
Yeah.
Thanks, Snapchat.
Thanks, Snapchat.
But definitely, you're gonna want to follow those this weekend. We will be posting a lot of content. I feel
we will a lot of videos.
Pictures.
So definitely make sure you hit up our Snapchat.
Yeah, I think maybe some live. We might do some Twitter lives. Facebook is an option. We are search us Fast Cars Fast Girls on Facebook, or it's facebook.com/FastCarsFastGirls. We'll probably post all of our pictures and videos at the end on there.
Yeah.
Just because it's easier that way. I don't know. Facebook Live is a little weird to do.
It is a little weird.
I kind of like Twitter Live a bit better.
Yeah.
It's a little more intuitive.
Yeah. I agree.
What can I say?
I agree.
Also, by the way, since you're listening to us, if you haven't yet, please, please subscribe, rate, review, and share us. If you subscribe, you don't have to worry about, my goodness, did I miss an episode? You never will miss an episode.
You never will. You can even sign up for an automatic download.
That's what I do with people.
Boom.
Makes it easier.
Notification pops across your screen.
Bam.
Did you know this is out today?
And you go, oh my God.
And then you can listen right then and there. Or you can save it for later, I often do.
And your day is made.
There you go.
Let us brighten your day.
Yes, let us make your week better.
And then you should rate and review us, because that helps.
It does. It helps us. It helps to get us out to new listeners. And you should definitely share us with all your friends and family.
Yeah, because we're hilarious.
And hell, even people you don't like. I mean, we just need fans.
Yeah. We're really not that picky right now.
No. I mean, maybe. Maybe a little bit.
Yeah, I mean.
Get a little pickier, but right, for right now, just right now. Anyone and everybody.
No pickiness.
So, all right.
I am.
So
we're jumping all over this.
We are. So you already mentioned. So it is the championship.
Yes, it's the championship, bitches. So it's the last race. So everybody's points add up. Like, they're gonna crown a champion.
They are, which is gonna be very cool.
Yeah.
So in our master class, the current standings.
I'm really fun to watch this happen right now. I am waiting for you to read these names out loud.
All right. So in first place. Mm-hmm. See, CZE, is that Czech?
Yes.
Okay. Martin Sonka.
Oh, sounds good to me.
Let's see. Second place from Japan. Yoshihide Minoya.
I'm going to be calling him Yoshi for the rest of the year.
Yeah, Yoshi for sure.
Yoshi's flying.
Three from Canada, Pete McLeod.
Woo, Pete!
I got that one.
Woo!
Get it, Pete. Four from the USA, Kirby Sham. Is it?
Chambliss,
okay.
Chambliss.
I'm like, however it's pronounced, it's not the way I think it should be.
He's the pilot who does all the flights at IMS for everybody.
Yeah. So Kirby Chambliss.
Chambliss?
Yeah.
Oh, sounds about right.
And then Australian Matt Hall. Ooh, I got that one.
Hey. Look at you.
All right, challenger class. And first from Germany is Florian Berger.
I think you got that right.
I think so. Mm-hmm. Number two from Sweden is Daniel Reifa.
Sounds good.
Sure.
Yeah.
Let's see, from Poland, Luke... let's see.
Zeppelia?
Yeah.
Zeppelia.
Sure.
That's my 2 years of German.
Yeah.
This is my event.
Right. I'm like, I do really good with the C's and Z's in the middle of a word and not
French,
I'm like
German and Italian everywhere.
Let's see. Kevin Coleman from the USA.
Got that one.
And why don't you go and take the French one?
Melanie Astils.
There we go.
It's the only female, too, by the way.
Yes, and she's currently fifth of the challenger class.
Get some.
So, yeah, so female pilot news.
So, speaking of, Melanie Astils.
Melanie.
Let's see. Again, I was working on my lunch break. There it is. So, her rookie year was 2007.
Okay.
She won the French Cup in the Espoir category, and that's the Hope category, which I imagine is their, like, rookie category.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of like.
Yeah, the Hope category, I enjoy that.
I enjoy that. 2010, she was designated a high-level sportswoman by the French ministry.
Wow.
That's a little badass.
Yeah, it is.
That's a little badass.
Yeah, it is.
2015, she was the fifth best female pilot in the top aerobatic category.
Hmm.
I've had a lot of trouble with the word aerobatic today. I want to say aerobic.
But that's not it.
That's not it. That's not it. She was part of the French national team, or as they call it, the Patrouille Acrobatique de France. That's right. 2 years of French.
Yeah. Damn. I'm impressed.
This is the one time my language scores help.
Yeah.
Top 10. She's been top 10 in world and European levels.
That's awesome.
And by the way, talking about grit, so her backstory is that she worked in an airfield and used, like, her time worked and traded that in for her lessons.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so I think that's
pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah, you know, and by the way, last year she came in second at this race.
Well, hell yeah.
So,
well, she's a 5-time French aerobatic champ too.
That's right.
So she's quite the pilot.
She's a little bit of a BAMF.
Oh, she's a complete BAMF.
So I'm excited to watch her, and I secretly hope we see her, because giddy.
Oh, we're totally taking a picture with her if we run into her.
Oh, no, that's happening.
Yeah, that's 100% happening.
Then I'm going to make that face again.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Yeah, that's going to happen, too.
Yeah, you're going to make your cheesy smile face.
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah.
It's okay.
I mean, I thoroughly hope that she enjoys our Top Gun shirts and our aviator sunglasses.
I might ask her to sign my shirt.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
I'll bring a Sharpie.
I don't want your toy right now.
All right. Well, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, so I think she's the only female flying.
I think you're right.
I think she's also the first female to fly in the Red Bull Air Race ever setup. So
yeah,
that's kind of exciting.
That is very exciting. So, predictions.
Yeah, predictions. Dun,
dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. All right, so 2016, so Mathias Dallaire won last year, but I didn't see his name in the current standings.
I think he retired.
Okay.
He did retire. My bad. I meant to put RET next to it.
Okay. So as far as, let's see, 3 and 4 were Pat McLeod and Matt Hall, who are currently 3 and 5 in the master class. Yep. And then in the challenger class, Luke won, number 3, whose last name I can't say. And then Melanie came in second. And then I don't know about 3 and 4.
Ben Murphy is still, I don't know if Ben Murphy is still flying. I believe Kevin Colvin is.
Okay.
I just don't think he's just top in the standings.
Sure.
No, Kevin Colvin is 4th currently in the standings.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, he is there. Yeah.
Oh, Kevin, he was hiding from you.
He was hiding from me. Okay, so who'd you pick?
So for Masterclass, I picked Pete McLeod, because that's a name I feel comfortable yelling.
Yeah.
Go Pete.
Yep.
Also, he's Canadian, and, you know, sometimes I like to cheer for the Canadians, and yesterday was Turkey Day for Canada.
That's true. It was their Thanksgiving yesterday.
So happy little late Turkey Day, Canada.
Which, how disappointing would it be to have Thanksgiving on a Monday and then have to work on Tuesday?
Ugh, Canada can't even do Thanksgiving right. Come on, guys. It's Thanksgiving.
I mean,
you eat a lot, and then the next day, after you've been thankful, you shop and trample people. Unless you're me, and then you just stay at home and set up your Christmas decorations.
Yeah.
Like every American should do.
Yeah. Do not go to Menards. Do not.
Do not.
You might die. Okay, so you got Pete McLeod.
Yep, he's my master. And then I'm going to go with Melanie.
Okay.
For the challenger, because she's a badass motherfucker.
Yep.
I'll get to yell Vive la France a lot.
Vive la France!
Vive la France! Also, I like crepes.
I like really thin pancakes.
Okay. I like grapes.
I like grapes. Just say I like grapes.
No.
Nope, I can't do it because of freedom in America.
We are making these predictions, by the way, with
no zero knowledge. Research.
Zero.
It's
a gut instinct.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to go with Melanie as well.
Yeah, I feel like we have to.
Melanie. And also, I want to yell Viva la France.
Viva la France. Just a lot of vivas will be yelled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do love the French. Even though I don't speak French, I love the French.
Hey, man.
I'm in a land of wine and cheese. Get real. Like, yeah.
That's not heaven.
Count me in. Count me in. I mean. So, yes, yeah, so I'm going to go with Melanie on that one.
Okay.
And I think maybe I'll go with Matt Hall.
Okay. Where was Matt Hall from again?
Australia.
Okay. Look at none of us picking Kirby.
Well, I thought about Kirby, but I was like,
A lot of people are going to be cheering for Kirby, I feel like. He'll be fine.
I mean, and obviously, I would enjoy seeing him win, especially since he does, you know, all the flights for the IMS and all that.
Yeah.
But then I think to myself, when he's not in the standings, is the reason he's so available to do all these flights is because he's not doing that well at this championship. I don't know.
Again.
You didn't see Joseph Newgarden doing two-seater rides this last IndyCar season, okay? I'm just putting it out there.
Oh. Yeah.
So, I mean, but we'll still be rooting for Kirby.
I feel like we will be.
Yeah. So.
To be fair, we'll probably forget who's flying and just be rooting for everybody.
Yeah, I think so.
That's kind of how it goes with us anyway.
That's more likely, yeah.
Do
we'll
we
just be giddy to be there.
Do we choose winners? Yes. Do we cheer only for our winners? No.
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 We're just excited to be at the track.
Hey, man. Any day at the track is a good day.
You know it.
Cannot wait.
Like that yellow shirt said to me on a Saturday of the SCCA. A bad day at the track is better than a good day anywhere else. Yeah. And I was like, you know it!
Day three out of four.
Day three out of four. I was like, yes!
That's exactly right, sir.
You are my spirit animal.
Wasn't he light enough?
He was... Chain smoking a cigarette while he was directing some traffic. I was like, this is my favorite yellow shirt ever.
Yeah.
Just sitting there. How's it going?
Tweeting with a whistle. Oh, God.
Fantastic. All right, well, do they wave a white flag in air races?
I don't know what they wave, but let's wave a white flag here.
Well, let's turn and burn then, maybe.
Let's turn and burn. What do you got for me?
I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I've had a lot of people talk to me about it. There's been a lot of interest from like neighbors and friends and whatever. So I'm very excited. I hope there's a good crowd.
Me too.
And I think that we're just gonna have a baller time. I think it's gonna be fantastic.
Yeah.
I think we're gonna feel the need for speed.
Oh, that's gonna be dropped.
Yeah.
All the time.
The entire weekend.
So
what about you?
Well, since I'm running in the race on Saturday, if you're not an organ donor, please sign up.
You can't take those organs with you.
You really can't take them with you. And if you feel frisky and have money to burn, you can always support our team. Because, you know, I'm not above the ask.
No. Okay. No, you should support the team.
Yeah, it's going to be... Burp. I don't know. Mom, Dad, and I are going to finish the race at different times, probably.
Yes, but you're all doing it and you're all going to finish. So, yeah, you absolutely should. In fact, you should... We should retweet your...
We can retweet it, yeah.
Yeah, from Fast Cars, Fast Girls, so...
We will put that out there, so...
We have nothing against asking for money.
I mean, it's for a good cause.
It's for a good cause. It's for the Indiana Donor Network, so...
It's for politics.
And if you think to yourself, you know, that you've really treated your body badly and there's no way that anybody would ever take your organs...
False!
Donation is for you. Donating money is for you. But also, false. You'd be surprised.
You'd be surprised. They could take some.
Yeah, they could take tissue, they could take corneas.
Look, sometimes we're not that picky. I'm just saying.
I mean, yeah.
Well, I don't know. What do you think? Oh, okay. Never mind.
I think,
You think it's in?
I think we should wave the checkered flag.
I think you're right.
I think so.
Little tea-petty.
Take us out.
So follow us on Facebook. As always, guys, thank you very much for listening. And hope to see you guys at the track.
Hope to see you at the track this weekend. Hit us up.
I really wanted it to get...
I don't let it play.
To at least the chorus. Or at least the chorus.